Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's going on, Fear fans? We are back to review Season 5, Episode 9 of Fear the Walking Dead, Channel 4. Al is making a documentary/PSA with her found footage. The group tries to help a woman trapped in her house, and an enemy returns for what was taken from him. We're here to review it all. Don't move a muscle.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's going on, Fear fans? Welcome back.
Welcome back. Good to be back.
It is. I'm very, very excited to be back. Benny was telling me right before we came on that it was a very short break.
Yeah.
It was like a blink of an eye.
Right. And I usually just don't like long hiatuses. Mm-hmm. And this was perfect because I get my fix again.
Yeah. I feel like with long hiatuses, we're kind of pulled out of the world that they've built for us.
And then you forget about what happened.
Right. And in this case, we were just like thrown back into it, which we were prepared for because they were coming back on the return date. We knew when it was. Mm-hmm. We knew that it was like 4 weeks away. It just went by so fast, which we are very, very happy about.
Yeah.
I've got my boy Benny J. Adams here with me. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Unfortunately, the ladies... Oh, round of applause. Thank you, guys. Unfortunately, the ladies missed the air date today because I know, so sad.
It's a boys' night tonight.
It's going to be a gentleman's club tonight. But yes, they will be back next week. We will miss them, but hopefully they will watch us later on YouTube. Those of you who are watching, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We are very, very excited to dive into the episode. First off, we will be doing our favorite segments at the end. We've got our favorite kill segment. Don't forget those. Let us know what your favorite kill segment was at the end. And we've got our How Not to Survive a Zombie Apocalypse. I've got a few thoughts on that tonight. And then we've got some news and gossip and predictions. So stay tuned for all of that, you guys. Benny, I want to know your overall thoughts on the episode.
Overall thoughts, was it an amazing episode to mm-hmm. me? No, but was it a good episode? Yeah. And I get what they're doing. I mm-hmm. get the whole theme of this season. It's about hope and looking forward to better things and helping people. So I understand the direction they took with this episode. I guess I just have to remember that it always doesn't have to be, you know, this action-packed blood gore mm-hmm. type of show. So it was a good show.
Yeah, no, I liked this episode. I kind of liked the new found footage style that they were exploring with.
Yeah.
It definitely reminded me of, like, the Blair Witch or Cloverfield, you know, things like that, which I thought was pretty cool. It was definitely a suspense-building episode mm-hmm. where nothing really happened that was like, oh my gosh, but it was still like gets me excited for what's to come.
Right.
Now, do you think that you didn't like it because it was more found footage or because it wasn't enough like content?
It was just it was a lot slower than usual.
Yeah.
And and I'm so used to things just picking up really mm-hmm. fast, and I'm so used to just being on the edge of my seat. But you know, that's the good thing about the Fear the Walking Dead and just the whole Walking Dead franchise. They like to change it up mm-hmm. and it was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
I think the writers definitely get our hopes up because usually something big happens on the season finales
mm-hmm.
or the episode before the season finale,
right.
or the episode right after the mid-season or season finale.
Right.
And I guess in this case, maybe our hopes were just too high
mm-hmm.
and we were all expecting something crazy to happen.
Right.
I definitely thought there were some lost things from where we left off, which we're definitely going to get into.
Right.
But let us know what you guys thought of the episode overall. We're going to dive into it right now. So we start off the episode, like I said, with this found footage style. Al is pretty much interviewing all of the members of our group. And I think the question or the starting question was, what do you do now?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's pretty much just answering this question. And the overall consensus is that they want to help people.
Yeah.
You know, people saw this plane flying overhead in the last episode or where we left off. And that kind of, you know, encourage them to reach out to these people because now they have a plane. They're big deals. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, now they've been going on missions to help people, which is exactly what they wanted from
right.
the beginning of season 5. What were your overall thoughts on this new kind of take on different missions, and that we're not just stuck in the one area?
Right. So their plan is all coming together now, mm-hmm. because at the during the beginning of the season, you know, it really wasn't working out. They weren't finding that many people to help.
Yeah.
And now that they're just out there, and that people know about them, they have just a whole variety of people that they can that they can help. So I really like that whole this whole notion of them just going out and giving other people hope.
Yeah. Yeah. I also liked how they're continuing to honor and respect the memory of Clayton by mm-hmm. still leaving those boxes that he was leaving.
Right.
The you know, take what you need, leave what you don't. Mm-hmm. Especially after we saw what happened with the crazy woman in last season, and how like messed up that was. And I'm glad that they're still continuing to leave these boxes mm-hmm. and continuing their mission.
Right.
So they left out pretty much, or they skipped over an entire storyline.
Right.
Where we left off last, the first half of the season, which was gas. Gas is like going bad, and there's a shortage of gas, and they, Clayton was, has a spot where there's like a lot of gas.
Right.
And they skipped over finding the gas. They skipped over getting the gas.
Right.
They just went straight to, oh, Sarah explaining that they found these oil fields and they pretty much left Logan.
Yeah.
Because he obviously wanted the gas.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally left him in the dust to walk 200 miles, which we're going to talk about later. But how did you feel about them skipping over that entire storyline? Because I, for one, was really looking forward to them finding the oil fields, getting the gas. I would assume they could have done so much with it.
Right. And that's the thing. And I felt like that's the main storyline.
Right.
Pretty much. So hopefully they're just leading up to mm-hmm. it. And that it will continue, or will start to be a main storyline in the show.
Right.
But I thought that was a little weird that they didn't really talk about it as much during the beginning.
I agree with you. I felt like it was a waste of a character for Logan, because him and his people didn't really do much in the first half of season four. Mm-hmm. I mean, season five, sorry, excuse me. They took over the denim factory, and then
So since we haven't really seen that much of them, I really don't care that much for them.
Right. And I feel like they are going to be like the new big bad, but
I'm not scared.
Exactly. Same. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because he's like an older gentleman.
Right.
No offense to all the older gentlemen right there. You can be very scary.
Right.
But I don't feel it. I don't feel it from him. I don't even feel even at the end of the episode, which I don't want to jump too far ahead mm-hmm. on, but I'm still like, eh,
right.
with him.
And I'm not saying that you have to be a Negan type of villain character, but it's just, I don't know, I'm just not really connecting with them. I'm not really saying like, oh, you know, this guy is the guy I love to hate.
Love to hate?
Yeah.
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 No, he's definitely not a Negan character.
Right.
Speaking of Negan and the original Fear of the Walking Dead, just a quick shout out from Music Monkey Vancouver, who is watching. Thank you for tuning in. Love that name. he says, do you think Scott Gimple made Fear worse? The main show got better when he left. I do think that Fear of the Walking Dead, it's not... I don't think that it's worse.
You mean
I think
this season?
Right. Yeah. I don't think that it's worse. I think it's definitely gotten progressively better.
Yeah, a lot better.
Do
I
think that The Walking Dead is better than Fear of the Walking Dead? Yes, but I don't think that. I think that they're just two separate entities.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? There's just
exactly.
two different storylines, two different groups, two different areas.
Yeah, I can't really say which show is better because, mm-hmm. like you said, the shows are completely different, and I think that's what they're trying to do. I think they're trying to have Fear have its own identity, and I think they figured out the key to doing that in season four when they just revamped everything. So, in my opinion, I'm liking it still.
Yeah. I agree with you on that front, but I don't necessarily think having these crossover characters from The Walking Dead go on to Fear the Walking mm-hmm. Dead is continuing to separate it from The Walking Dead.
Right.
You know, it's just very hard to do that when you have these crossover characters, because when we see these characters, all it reminds us of is The Walking Dead.
I honestly hope they stop with Dwight.
Really?
That I don't... It's just because I think two is enough.
Mm,
you
okay.
know?
That's fair. Speaking of Dwight, he doesn't want to let Daniel give him a haircut, which I only bring up because I love seeing the fun banter that these characters have on their off times. And I say off time as in like when they're not rescuing people or not killing zombies. Right. Like, it's always fun to see them joke around with each other and banter with each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always forget that Daniel used to be a barber. That's where we met him. That's when we started off. He was stuck in his barbershop with his family.
Yeah.
And I love when they have that because it just, you know, it signifies that they all still have a sense of humor despite all of this. And it gives us some backstory of, or just a reminder of their backstory, where they came from.
Right. There was a lot of humor in this episode, surprisingly, that I did like about it. You know, from that and then that whole scene when they're in the truck and they're listening to music.
Oh, yeah, Sarah and Wendell.
And that was actually a really cool song. I was like, I need to like Google that and see what song that is.
Their anthem is pretty awesome. Yeah, I really liked it. I want to talk about the roles really quick because with this new mission style that they're on, mm-hmm. everybody has a role. So Alicia is a sprinter with Strand and Luciana. Their job is to, you know, clear the paths. June and Grace, they're in charge of the caravan. They're in charge of food, water, inventory, making sure people are comfortable. Daniel is in charge of protecting the rig. Mm-hmm. I just enjoyed the fact that everybody has something to do.
Yeah.
And it really shows how organized they are. And I feel like them being so organized is only going to help them mm-hmm. defeat whatever could possibly come their way. Now, Alicia says how she used to be a cleaner mm-hmm. and she can't do it anymore, which we were kind of getting on.
Yeah.
So essentially, she's pretty much Morgan 2.0.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw, like you said, I saw it coming as well because she was in this very dark place mm-hmm. at the beginning of the... She kept on going back and forth, I feel like.
Yeah.
During the beginning of the season. She was like in a dark place and she wasn't really in the dark place. Now she's in this place where she doesn't want to kill, you know, anything or anybody. Like you said, she's Morgan 2.0. Morgan is training her. So
Here's my question to you. And I'm pretty sure we've discussed it before. We also want to know everybody's thoughts who's watching. Do you think that that is a realistic expectation, especially when you're in the zombie apocalypse?
No.
Right?
They're not people. They're dead. And you're trying to save yourself.
Yeah.
So you need to kill them.
Well, luckily, I mean, I don't think Alicia's going as far as she won't kill any walkers.
Yeah.
I still think that she would do it if she had to, whereas Morgan was like in this really dark place of I can't even kill anything.
Yeah.
And just disassociating with humanity in general. Like, he was by himself. He didn't want to do anything with anybody. Mm-hmm. Where Alicia hasn't gotten to that point. I think that Morgan stepped in maybe at the right time, and I wish that April was here to kind of defend him because I never liked that storyline. I honestly don't like this storyline. But
I don't want to see Alicia become Morgan 2.0.
No, I don't either.
I really don't. I mm-hmm. want to see Alicia become her own self. Because the main reason is because I love her journey from season one mm-hmm. to now. To now. You know, she was this regular teenage high school girl mm-hmm. who, you know, never killed anything. Then she became this badass.
Yeah.
Who eventually became a leader.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I don't know. I'm just not really feeling the whole, I want to be like you, Morgan.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't feel it either. I mean, we've discussed this before. We want to know what your thoughts are as well. So we've got Sarah also. Let's talk about Sarah's role. Sarah's in charge of driving the rig, the oil tank.
Yeah.
I guess that's what you would call it. And she, like you said, really likes this trucker music. And everybody else does not.
Oh, my God. I love that song. Was so cool. I think I'm like the only one that liked that song.
I think you are the only one that likes that song. Their catchy anthem. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the moment. I didn't enjoy the song. But I do love Sarah as a character. I think she's just one of those characters that really grows on you.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what else they do with her in this season. Now, I want to talk about Grace really quick because we saw Grace checking her lymph nodes. Mm-hmm. Once again, Al just caught everything and nobody knew that she was taping. So we saw these like offhanded moments. And Grace is waiting for the day that she wakes up sick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Grace is going to survive this season?
Yes, I think
you
so.
You do?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, well, because I don't know anything about radiation, so I don't know how long it takes.
Right.
But it just she seems like she's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're going to have to address it mm-hmm. because there is this whole radiation storyline.
Yeah.
And so now Grace and Alicia, they're both infected with the radiation. So
that's right.
It would be kind of weird to not address it with the both of them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, I don't know. Like, I just don't see it happening. Maybe they'll find, like, some type of cure. I remember someone posted in the comments saying, like, there's, like, some type of pill or something that they can find, or
iodine pills, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe that will become a storyline. Like, yeah. I don't know, but...
Well, I feel like, and don't quote me because I'm definitely not an expert, guys, I feel like iodine soaks up the radiation once you're exposed to it, but I feel like if you're continuously exposed to it for a long time and you weren't on the iodine pills, then I don't think that just taking them afterwards, like months afterwards, is going to do anything. I think it's too late at that point. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong if anybody knows about radiation, because I don't.
You just scratched all the hope off for so many people.
I know. I'm so sorry, guys. So let's talk about Tess really quick. We meet Tess, and she's a woman trapped in her house. She reaches out to our group to be rescued. And the problem, the reason why she's trapped in her house is because she's surrounded by landmines that her husband planted.
Yeah.
And he left the house in order to go and get an inhaler for their son who has asthma.
Yeah.
Just a little backstory. Now, here's my thing. Why would you leave your wife and son in a house surrounded by landmines when you know that there's a chance that there's a chance that you might be coming back.
Right.
So what are they supposed to do if you don't come back?
And you know what's so interesting? Before I found out that he had left the house surrounded by landmines, I was saying to myself, this is the smartest family in the Walking Dead universe so far. Because I would do the same thing. I would lock myself up.
Really?
In a house with wife walkers around. I'm not going to go outside.
Yeah, I mean, no.
I have food and stuff.
Yeah.
And water. Like, why would I go outside?
Well, what I liked about this part was that they gave us an actual time stamp. So they've been in this house for 2 years. So since everything went down, guys, it's been 2 years up until this moment. Mm-hmm. 2 years. And these people haven't been outside of their house since then.
Yeah.
So they've got a septic tank. They've got a garden. They've got everything that they need inside of their house.
Exactly.
Which I think is cool.
Smart.
I agree with you. But don't you think, and just point in case tonight, at some point you're going to have to leave your house. At some point. Resources are not finite.
Yeah.
Like, they're not unlimited. They're going to run out. So don't you think that being stuck inside of a house for 2 years is just going to make you more vulnerable for when you actually have to step out of your house?
That's true. Unless you somehow can... No, I was trying to make up a good excuse, but yeah, no, I agree. You can't really do that.
And I mean, I'm with you. I mean, I would love to just shut myself up and not have to deal with anything outside, but I just think it's unrealistic.
Yeah.
Like Alicia not killing people or killing things. I just think it's an unrealistic expectation that, you know, you have to evolve. I mean, if walkers can evolve, then you have to evolve with the times, because if you don't,
that's true.
You're going to die. We've seen it time and time again.
Right.
So, I mean, the group obviously takes it upon themselves to try to rescue this woman, but the landmines are what is making it harder. We also find out that Al is recording everything to show people what they're about. They tell Tess this, because obviously Tess is a little skeptical. Mm-hmm. She hasn't been out of the house, like I said, in two years. So anybody that would come up that's not your husband or who you're not familiar with,
you're not going to trust them.
Exactly. So I think they had to do a big gesture to try to prove to them that they were actually there to help. But my thing is, do you think that they did too much? Do you think that they put themselves in too much danger?
No, because that's their whole mission. They want to help people no matter what.
Yeah.
So I think it would have been very hypocritical of them if they didn't try and help her, because that's their main goal.
Right.
And they saw someone who needed their help, and there was a kid involved in that. So I think that made it even more so for them to just go out and try and rescue them.
Yeah, speaking of Tess and the kid and her son, this hits home for Morgan's character because he did lose his wife. He did lose his son, Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. And so him dealing with Tess and her son, who we never got his name, really hit home for him.
Right.
Did you expect them to touch on that in this scenario?
No, I didn't, but I'm glad they did.
Me too.
I really like when, because if I can remember correctly, they really didn't close the chapter on that with his son dying.
No, we just heard about it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So
and that's pretty much what fueled him into going into this crazy...
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I really liked how it was kind of like they closed that book to the chapter.
Yeah.
in his life. So I thought that was cool that they did that.
I hope at this point they really do close this chapter, because, and I know this might be a little insensitive, you guys, but I'm a little tired of hearing about Morgan and the loss of his wife and son. I mean, I'm sorry, but I mean, if let's look at Alicia. Alicia just lost her mom, mm-hmm. her stepfather, and her brother. Yeah. She lost her entire family, too. And I feel like she doesn't... Yes, it affects her, mostly mm-hmm. her mom, which I like how they continue her mom's storyline.
Right.
But I just feel like there's this whole pity party with Morgan about his wife and his son. And it was season one, episode one of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Like, we need to move on from this. So I really hope when you say they closed this chapter, I really hope they've closed right. this chapter.
And I think because with Alicia, they closed the chapter with her. What was her stepfather, right?
Yeah, Travis, yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, even though they were close, they weren't like... close like right. her in Madison,
of course,
you know. And with her brother, I feel like they closed that chapter as well,
yeah,
with her forgiving the girl who
Charlie
killed him. Yeah, yeah. Charlie. So I feel like the writer just wanted to finally close that chapter, and that's why they brought it up again.
Well, good. Let's call it closed, everybody. So not only are they trying to help Tess, but now the group splits up to go and find her husband, mm-hmm. who went to a drugstore, and they find him as a walker, of course. Were we surprised?
No, I was a little bit surprised.
Really?
I thought they were going to find him.
Really?
Yeah, because this show is all about, like, this season is all about, like, hope. So I thought, okay, they're going to find the guy, and he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be reunited, and then all three of them are going to join the group.
Yeah.
So I was a little surprised about that.
I do agree with you that the show is about hope, but the main threat, and what we always forget about, is the walkers.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen anybody turn in a while.
True.
So I feel like we always put the walkers on a back burner as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
So them doing these little peaks of, oh wow, he's a walker, like I would love to have seen him get attacked, because it's always hard seeing people get attacked and actually get bitten, because they don't really get bitten anymore. They're really not, like I said, that big
That's
of a threat.
Right. When is the last time we've seen someone on Fear get bitten?
Well, I mean, Al almost did with the armor and stuff like that.
Right,
we saw that, but
though.
She didn't. So I would love to see, like, what happens when, you know, they get bit. I mean,
yeah.
We haven't seen that in a while. And I would just, you know, be
That's
curious
true.
As to see what happens. I mean, we know what happens,
yeah.
but we just haven't seen it in Fear the Walking Dead in a while. So
right.
I don't know. So in terms of them going to this drugstore, June also finds some supplies that she needs. What did you think about her finding the supplies that she needs for the caravan?
I thought that was very timely and smart of her. And mm-hmm. I think I really like June, because she just seems like the person that you can just rely on.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what.
Yeah.
So I was really glad that... that really fell in her lap, mm-hmm. because she's going to be able to use those items to the best of her ability.
Yeah.
So.
And so now that they found Tess's husband, they have to actually tell Tess that he's not around anymore.
Yeah.
And she's already in this fragile state because she's in a house surrounded
by
landmines.
That's the hardest thing to do.
Of course. But the thing is, we've got walkers who keep coming into the fence and setting off these landmines.
Yeah.
And obviously the noise is very large, so it is attracting other walkers. Now, here's my thought to you. Couldn't they have used the walkers as kind of like sweepers for these landmines? Just let them go in there, let them blow them all up, and then go and rescue Tess instead of...
No, I disagree with that, because one, they don't know how many landmines there are.
Right.
And then two, the more landmines that go off, the more walkers are going to come. So say they do get rid of all the landmines, there's
right.
still going to be even more walkers coming.
But I don't know. I feel like they know how to handle the walkers. We've seen them take out groups of walkers before. Whereas these landmines, it's like, just let them roam around, let them blow each other up for a little bit, and then
yeah.
go in once you think that the coast is clear. I guess the key word there is think, because you obviously don't know if
right.
all the landmines are clear.
And then do they want to put themselves in that situation, whether or just go the easy route
right.
and not have to deal with that?
Right. Well, but my thing is, they still put themselves in danger, especially Morgan.
With the mines, yeah.
Because he just runs in. And I'm like, at least if you had let the walkers walk around a bit, at least you could have taken out as many landmines as possible.
They kind of did sort of do that, because he was walking on the... like the
bodies,
the empty spots
yeah,
where
yeah.
the mines blew up,
right?
and then he messed up and stepped on one.
Yeah.
That was about to... Yeah, so I think either way, it's a dangerous situation.
But not only that, not only are they putting themselves in danger with the landmines, but they're also wasting all of their ammunition shooting all of these walkers that are coming into...
And then making more noise.
Exactly.
And...
So if you're going to shoot them to kind of... prevent them from stepping on these landmines, you might as well just let them step on a landmine. So that's like two things, like the walker is dead and the landmine's gone. So I don't know, I just thought it was a missed opportunity for them to do that.
I'm torn.
I know. Let us know what you guys think. Really quickly, before we go to our next topic, I'm going to shoot it over to Benny for a few words.
Yeah, so we just want to let you guys know how thankful we are for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And in order for us to grow, we need your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, go ahead, give us a thumbs up. If you're on iTunes, go ahead, give us a 5-star. Working at AfterBuzz means so much to us. You have no idea. And we just want to continue to learn and grow and give you guys amazing content.
Yeah, we do this show for you guys. I mean, this is why we do it. We wouldn't be here without you guys. Mm-hmm. So, like Benny said, if you're listening on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Give us a comment. We love interacting with you guys.
Yeah.
Tweet at us. You know, just reach out because we love interacting with you all. So, Morgan steps on a landmine.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprised. Here's the thing that bothered me about it. Al is already doing this footage of them after this whole incident.
Yeah.
So, we know that it's not going to explode. We know that he's not going to lose his leg. We know that he's not going to die because we've already seen him afterwards. Do you think that that was a missed opportunity for them in, you know, killing the suspense for us?
Yeah, I think we should have. But even if they didn't, even if we didn't see that, it's Morgan.
Yeah, right.
They're not going to kill Morgan off.
Agreed.
So I don't think that was a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, it was still suspenseful. I'm still like, ooh.
Right.
And it was really cool how, you know, Al is talking him through it and him digging around it. And like, I didn't know you can do any of that.
I'm just glad she finally put that camera down.
Oh, yeah. We know. but Tess is really the winner here because she's the one who actually helps Morgan.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, because, I mean, these people are risking their lives to help you. The least you can do is come out of your house and help them.
Right. And I can understand Tessa's situation. She doesn't know these people. She doesn't know if they're being honest. But then again, if someone's willing to go over mines for you, then that should click in your head that, okay, these people are trying to help me out.
Yes, exactly.
So, and I think she finally did realize that. So it was cool that she was able to come out and help them and...
Yeah, so they rescue Tess and her son.
Mm-hmm.
They join the group, so we've got two new people.
Right.
I'm excited to see if they do anything with them, like more backstory or anything like that. We saw Alicia training with Morgan in the beginning of the episode, and he asks her while they're having their feast of pad thai that Grace made, which I loved, by the way. I thought that was really cool. She wants to train more, and Alicia said that she's working on something on her own, and it's back to the reference of her finding these trees that people are writing on.
Right.
Or somebody is writing on,
mm-hmm.
and she really wants to know who's painting them, and she wants to find them.
Right.
Because I feel like them leaving these boxes of take what you need, leave what you don't, is that person's way. Their writing on trees is the same
just
thing.
Just to give them hope.
Yeah, just to give people hope, and it's as simple as just writing on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I really did love that moment because she says it reminds her of her mom, and I really enjoyed that moment.
Yeah, I did too. And that moment gives me hope that maybe Alicia isn't going to be a Morgan 2.0 because she wants to go out on her own and go on her own journey to figure this mystery out.
Yeah, yeah. So we find out why Al has been doing this whole found footage thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's creating this PSA, I want to call it, which leads us into the last kind of moment of the episode where this man is watching the tape and, you know, there's a walkie next to it and he has gas for the motorcycle and who shows up? Logan.
Yeah.
Now, I was surprised that Logan showed up because of the way they dismiss his character in the beginning of the episode. Mm-hmm. I was like, I guess that's the end of Logan.
I would have been so mad if that was the end of Logan.
Right.
I would have been so mad. So
I mean,
glad they brought him back.
Yeah, and we get a little bit more of, like, what happened. Like, he had to walk 200 miles. He's still carrying around the shoes that he walked 200 miles in. So he thinks that this guy is with Alicia's group.
Yeah.
And he quickly says, no, I'm not with them. I just found this tape.
Right.
And Logan, you know, tells him, he gives him the walkie after they shoot up his motorcycle.
So rude.
So rude. I thought that was a complete waste of ammunition at first. Yeah. And then Logan said something that was really haunting. He said, "We have more bullets than we know what to do with," mm-hmm. which kind of scared me because I'm like, where are you getting all your ammunition from?
Right.
So definitely like a little seed there that we're like, interesting.
Right.
Because obviously gas and ammunition are two of the, and water, I guess, are the three things that you probably need to survive a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I like I said before, Logan, he's still not that big bad for me.
I agree with you.
I see that they're trying to make him that way. So hopefully with these next episodes and with these next episodes, we'll see him become that big bad that we love, we hate to watch, or we love. I keep getting that wrong.
We love to hate.
We love to hate. Yes. So yeah, I'm hoping that's the case. Yeah. But as of right now, it's just not doing it for me.
I agree with you. But like I said, it was a suspense building episode. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I'm excited to see what they do with his character. I'm excited to see a shift. I think that making him walk 200 miles would really make anybody angry.
Right. So, right. And I'm excited to see, this new guy and to see what he's all about.
Yeah. If they do anything with him, who knows?
I hope they do. They like shot up his motorcycle. I want to see him like get revenge.
So do I. I want to see him join the cast. I mean, I thought it was cool. I mean, the first 2 minutes that we were interacting with him, I was like, okay, I can dig it. So that is our review of season five, episode nine, Fear the Walking Dead, Channel 4, you guys. I want to get into our favorite segments, our favorite kill segment first. Mm-hmm. And this is the part where we talk about one of our favorite kills throughout the episode. Thank you for our soundbite, Brian, our wonderful engineer. I want to shoot it over to you, Benny. Who was your favorite kill this episode?
I'm just going to say the mines when the walkers were walking over the mines.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was because we haven't really seen a death like that with zombies.
I like that, too. I enjoyed the found footage style in the episode. Mm-hmm. So I kind of liked when Al was interviewing Morgan and the walker shows up and she puts her camera down and we see, like, the walker just fall to the floor.
So I thought
that was my favorite kill. I thought that was pretty cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. So those are our favorite kills, guys. Let us know your favorite kills. I want to go into our next segment of how not to survive a zombie apocalypse.
I feel like we're going to have the same one.
I feel like we are, too. It's pretty much just a moment that we found in the episode that we were like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
So I'm going to shoot it over to you, Benny. What was yours?
Just don't place my... Well, don't leave your family in a house by themselves, surrounded by mines, so they can't even escape and help themselves.
Okay, mine is a variation. Mine is don't just run into a minefield trying to save people when you don't know where you're stepping.
Okay, I
so
dig that.
Pretty similar. Yeah. Let us know what your how not to survive a zombie apocalypse moment would be. I want to get into some news and gossip, and for that, I'm going to shoot it over to Benny.
Yeah.
For that.
So we have a couple of things to talk to you guys about. The first one is, so we were talking about the trees that Alicia has been finding, and a lot of people think these trees are connected to Madison.
Hmm.
And so a lot of people are saying that Madison is going to return.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but there's hope.
Yeah,
there's
hope. As much as I love that idea, I would love to see Madison return. I really would. Yeah. I think that if she returns, it would be one of the biggest moments of...
Because we've never seen her die.
We didn't see her die. We are sticking to
it. I feel like the writers did that on purpose, because we usually always see, like, their gruesome death.
Yeah.
But there's this one, I guess there was a picture that was leaked. I don't have it, but there was a picture that's leaked in the upcoming episode where we see another tree, and there's another message, and flames are around it. And so people are connecting that to Madison because she supposedly died
in the stadium with the flames and stuff. Yeah, I get it, and I really do. I would love for that to happen, but it's a stretch.
Yeah. So something else that we have is... so we know there was a Talking Dead for this episode, but... There will not be another Talking Dead until the season finale.
Okay.
of Fear, The Walking Dead. Ooh, I know.
Well, I know Chris Hardwick is going through a lot of personal things right now.
Yeah.
So maybe he's just taking a little break to kind of gather himself.
And there's nothing. Maybe you guys need to step in.
Or maybe they need to hire us.
So since they're going to be on a hiatus,
everybody could just come
you
here.
You guys just come and watch us. You know, we give amazing content.
Exactly.
You know?
And so I know we're not right on after the show, you guys, but we give it a little day to marinate and then we come back with our thoughts.
We give you guys enough time to think about it, to let it soak in, and then we talk all about it. And
exactly, yes. We are just as good as Chris Hardwick.
We are.
Anything else, Benny?
That's it.
Alrighty, that was great. That was great news and gossip. I want to go into predictions very quickly.
And now,
so we don't have a lot of time. Just a few quick maybe predictions that you have after the midseason premiere.
I think that it's still going to stay this positive. They're still going to go on this positive route. They're still going to rescue people. I do think the radiation storyline is going to come into play. And maybe one of those two characters will die. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see, though.
Yeah, I'm excited to have them go on all of these missions and saving all of these people. I hope that we get connected to some of these people that that they're rescuing, and then some of them will, I know this sounds really bad, but some of them will die.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a death in a really long time.
It's going to happen.
It's definitely going to happen. I just need it. I know that's really morbid, but I need it. Another prediction that I have is that Logan will use these walkies and this PSA tape to kind of lure our group back to him and find out where they are, because he really wants this gas. So I think that he's going to use these people and these tapes that they're making.
That would be good.
To kind of find
Not
out where
good,
they are.
But
right, no. We need a confrontation. We need to see what happens. So, they clearly have a lot of ammunition, so let's see what happens. There's definitely going to be a conflict. I'm excited.
We'll see. Yeah. I can't wait.
Those are our predictions, everybody. Let us know yours. That is our review of Season 5, Episode 9 of Fear the Walking Dead, called The Channel, Channel 4.
Channel 4.
We will be back next Monday, you guys, at 8 p.m., same day, same time, to give you guys our recap of the next episode. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Benny, where can all of our fans find you?
You guys can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
And I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. We will see you guys next week.
See you guys later. Thanks for tuning in.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.